picture.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This is gonna set some people off, and I just want you to be prepared. Am I the jerk for returning the dog?
Oh, I'm a woosah now, because if not, I'm going to bark. Well, okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, and shout out, I shouldn't even do this. One of our friends unexpectedly lost their dog this weekend, so I feel horrible even doing this. It was so sad. Yeah. She called me. They had no idea. It happened in like 2 hours. They were not mentally prepared.
Aww.
So it was very sad. Shout out to Callie and her family, because they're mourning and they're grieving, and that's hard, losing a dog, right?
It is.
So I can't even imagine returning a dog. Like, I just can't even imagine. So let me just read it.
Let me chill, because it depends on the circumstance. Let me chill. Let's listen.
Well, and my dad did this when we were kids, but I'll get into that in a second. It says, Allie and DZ, my fiance and I got a poodle mix from a rescue today.
Not the jerk.
Stop it.
What? My bad. Did I say that out loud?
I didn't even finish. Let me finish. Forget you. We got a poodle mix from a rescue, and they told us it was a girl. We wanted a girl specifically because we were told they're supposed to have a better temperament than male dogs.
I have heard this. Mm-hmm.
I've heard this too. I don't know if it's true, but that's what I heard when we got Bella. That was why my ex wanted to pick a girl, and I said, fine, whatever.
And I know some breeds differ on which temperaments. Right.
I mean, I didn't say women are more chill. They did.
Not in all dog breeds. Not in all dogs.
Oh, we're talking about dogs. I forgot my bad. Okay. So it says, we wanted a girl because it was supposed to have a better temperament. We get home. I lift up the tail and realize it's a boy. How did we not discover this before we left the rescue? We were so excited to get a dog. We took the one that was jumping on us and loving us. We didn't even realize it was a boy.
Yikes.
We were in shock. Are we the jerks if we return the dog?
Yikes. Yo. Wait a second.
Yes.
They want to return the dog because it's not
because
the right...
Because they don't like the gender. They think they wanted a girl dog. They get home. They lift up the tail from this rescue. They must have done it abruptly and quickly without... Because sometimes like the Humane Society, I remember adopting Bella. You go in, you pay money if there's a fee.
Yep.
You fill out a lot of forms. You
All
make
that.
Sure you're in the system. It's like buying a car.
Well, and you get roped in and you see the dogs and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And if the paperwork checks out, bro, the paperwork...
You're in a random rescue? You never know. That's all I'm saying.
How do you not
check?
You might
be just... You could be someone running their own rescue, and you just were excited, and you thought, I don't know, maybe there was a misunderstanding when you said you wanted a girl, and they didn't hear that, but this is...
The paperwork had to be wrong. And I can understand how it happens because, let me tell you, when we had Benny, our pit, he was not labeled as a pit bull originally. And nobody's going to ever look at that dog and go, no, that's not a pit. That boy was pit through and through.
They try to hide the fact
that
they're pit
because
of people having so many stigmas around pit bulls, which is unfortunate.
Sure.
Because it's usually the owner, but don't get me started on my dog rants. Anyway.
Anyway, but we understand.
Anyway.
Misprints, mishaps, those things do happen. But then you up and got all the way to the crib and then noticed the dog is not the dog you thought, so you're going to return it?
Somebody texted in, Deborah from Burlington. You can text or call 414-533-1037. Deborah from Burlington texted in, said, huge jerk. That dog chose them. He was excited to go home with them. And all because he's a boy, they don't want him?
How?
Pretty much.
Yeah. How old is the dog? Do we know? Puppy? Is
no,
it a puppy?
It doesn't say anything. It just says they wanted a female because of the temperament.
Mm-hmm.
They go adopt this poodle mix from a rescue. They get excited. They get told it's a girl. They get home. He lifts up the tail and goes,
wait a second.
The math ain't math. And hold on. I guess we should have literally done an inspection. And they did not. So
and
now they
want to
know if they're jerks or they return it because it was not what they wanted or signed up for.
I don't even know if there's a grace period to return a dog, but
there should be.
Yeah.
If it doesn't fit in your house, there should be like a 2-day. I guess that's
something.
Weird though, because you wouldn't do that with a kid.
Well, no, but there is a
weird
window where if it doesn't work, if the household isn't vetted properly, and they do let you bring a dog home. But hear me out. Call me crazy. If the dog's a puppy, I think the dog's gonna be okay. Right?
Stop it.
It's young. It doesn't have that significant experience. It doesn't have, let's call it, trauma. An older dog, one, the temperament's already set. So that's out the window, whether it's a boy or a girl, in my opinion, because of the life that they've already lived. So, if it's a younger dog, not so much the jerk. If they're an older dog, little jerky because you don't know what that dog's been through. And they were excited about you.
You're crazy. Total jerk. Come on. Come on. Are you guys serious? Somebody, Alyssa said, absolutely the jerk, especially if it's a rescue.
Yeah, the rescue part makes it tough.
Are people actually going to have the guts to text in, not the jerk? Oh, they did. Okay, you know what? We're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, 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 the first day back for everyone who's been off all summer, and it starts with a traumatic one, which is, am I the jerk for returning the dog? And if you're a dog owner, this should be triggering you.
And yes, it is a rescue, in case you're wondering or missed
it. Even worse, this guy wrote in, his name is Rich. I never told you what his name was. His name is Rich. I don't care, I'm putting his name out there. We can name him whatever we want. But he said his fiance and him got a poodle mix from a rescue. They told him it was a girl. They were so excited. They go home. They pull up the tail and they're like, we got a boy and we wanted a girl because of the temperament. Are we jerks if we return the dog?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Just, you know what? Start with Clayton and Lake Mills because I'm assuming everybody's going to do the right thing on this moral dilemma today, but let's find out.
Clayton, good morning.
Clayton, good morning.
Good morning. We're going to do a shout out. It's been all summer. So one for the kids going back. Back to school today.
Yes.
And everyone, DZ, I'm glad you're recovering, and I'm glad you're getting much better there, my guy.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Listen, for all the people that took the summer off, and a lot do, parents that are, you know, that don't listen in the summer because they forget that we have an Odyssey app and things you can listen at home. You know, I'm just saying.
Schedule changes.
DZ had a whole surgery. He spent all summer recovering, and we're finally getting back to normal.
Yeah,
so,
I was on crutches for most of the summer.
You're very, very welcome, guys.
Appreciate
that. Long recovery, everybody.
Yeah.
Now that you've buttered us up, I'm worried. Jerk or not the jerk?
Oh, I absolutely mean, I'm a very blunt guy, and I also got a big heart, but it is not the jerk, because you kind of wanted a female, and you got the complete opposite, guys.
That's why he buttered us up, because he was about to say not the jerk for returning the dog. Yeah. No way.
We found the guy that's not afraid. Oh, Clayton.
And that's it? It's just
Are
because you said what you wanted, and then you didn't get it, so you got to return it?
It's a dog, not an object.
Not a burger.
Come on.
And if some people are set on their own ways, because females are a lot different than males, and you strictly had your heart set on one thing and you don't get it, it's like, well, do you want to be uncomfortable and then get regrets and live with the dog? And, oh, man. Otherwise, hey, you made a mistake. I do apologize. Let's get a female and get this on the right direction.
Fair. Listen, I actually hear where he's coming from.
I don't. I don't at all. In fact, Clayton, goodbye. I can't even believe you said not the jerk.
Oh, let's tough. Hey, tough love right off the air. Let's go.
Let's go. Much love, man. Later, Clayton.
Love you, Clayton.
All right.
But not today. Goodbye.
Wow. Wow. He really stood on it and said,
not.
You said what you wanted. You were at the shelter or the rescue, excuse me. You said you wanted a girl and you didn't get a girl. How did you go home? Did the paperwork, was it wrong? Did you really not check? The dog was jumping on you. You went home and noticed it. Hopefully you have a window.
I can't believe two people texted in back to back saying, not the jerk, I prefer males due to temperament. And somebody said, not the jerk, I do not want a boy dog. You guys are, they're keeping it real on the text line, though.
You
and
want
then
what
right
you
above
want.
That, total jerks, somebody said. They should have picked a dog from a rescue that's a match for them and their energy, not based on gender. Okay.
Okay. Go with the vibe, not going preset with like, it's got to be a girl. Mm. It's got to be a poodle. It's got to be,
Wait. Mariah in Fort Atkinson texted in and said, this happened to us. I don't know this. I can't believe this happens.
They said,
we got home and realized it was a girl. We contacted the breeder and met them halfway and got our boy. It happens, not the jerk.
Wow. Okay.
You guys are blowing my mind. Go to Christina with the blue hair because I'm appalled by you guys. Hi, Christina.
Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. Miss you guys.
We miss you too, fam. Happy to hear from you finally.
Glad you're back. Everyone's back today. Well, jerk or not the jerk for returning the dog?
Usually I'm cold-hearted, but there's a jerk.
Really? Okay,
they
there we go.
Jerk.
I'm just going to sit back and let her go then.
Poor little puppy
thinks he's home, and then you drop him back off.
Wow, that's true. We don't think about that.
It's a living being. Like, chill out.
But
what if they make this dog aggressive by dropping the dog back off and then the dog feels abandoned?
That's a spin. Oh, like the double abandonment of like, you think you got out of there, are in a home, yeah. And then, oh.
What if? The dog's going to feel abandoned, not the dog. What if.
It yeah. is. I so just mean. Got my forever puppy a year ago, and I'm totally a dog person now, and I'm just like, jerk, jerk, jerk. I want to find this person and fight them. Like, don't do this.
I know. Dogs, they're just sad. They're just special creatures. What kind of rescue did you get?
I got a teacup Yorkie.
A baby.
Little baby. Her name is Pebbles. She's only 3 pounds.
Pocket dog. That's as big as she's going to get. Oh, that's as big as she's going to get, too.
I love her so much. She's my babe. I couldn't imagine life without her.
I hear you, though. She found her forever, baby.
They picked each other. They literally picked each other. Like, come
There's
on, guys.
There's a reason that they bring puppies into offices to make people happy. There's a reason they bring puppies into jail and prisons to give people some hope and some light, because there's something about animals.
They take them into nursing homes, too.
They ground us. Yes, they bring us back to nature, which people have lost with technology. I can't even believe I'm saying that. I sound old, but you know what I mean. So it's a good thing, though. It's a good thing. All right, Christina.
What's his name? Richard. Give our boy a chance, bro. Let him stay.
Richard. Give your boy a chance.
His name isn't Richard. His name is Dick the dog owner.
Oh, bye, Christina.
We
love you, dog.
I'm not evil. Whoever names their children Richard is evil, okay?
That part. Whoever thought the nickname for Richard was Dick was evil, too.
I don't know who decided that. We had a whole vice president for years, Dick Cheney. I mean, it's a name, you guys.
We call him Uncle Dickie, so...
Shout out, Richard. Shout out all the Richards out there,
all
man.
Right.
Except
love
for
you,
this
Christina.
One.
Except for this
bye,
one.
Bye, guys.
Love, bye. Yeah, except for this Richard. This Richard, I don't know.
I just didn't see a split down the middle, but here we are. Is Ebony going to go the right way? I hope so today. Ebony's in Milwaukee, called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song.
Every day I'm hustling.
Good morning. You asked if I'm going to go the right way?
What is the right way?
Oh, I'm scared.
Oh.
You're going to do the right thing.
I'm going to say, okay, as a dog owner myself, okay, as a dog owner myself, love her to death, okay?
Ebony?
As my girl.
Ebony?
I'm going to say, no, hold on, Ebony.
She said, wait. Let me explain.
No pressure, Ebony.
I'm going to say, not the jerk for wanting to return the dog. You want to know why? Because that family has to keep that dog for the rest of his life. And if they regret having a female, or if they regret having a male versus a female, they may not give that dog the quality life that they would have gave that female.
This
you get what I'm saying?
This is true.
Like me, when I got my dog, they gave me a boy, and I turned around 2 days later, and I got my girl. You want to know why? Because I knew that I was going to, I knew that I wanted a girl. I already envisioned a girl, and that's what I set out to get. So I feel like not a jerk, so that they could keep that dog longevity instead of regretting it later on.
You hear what she's saying, though?
You don't want to end up
inadvertently maltreating
resenting.
The dog.
Yeah. Resenting. You don't want to resent your dog. Well, how about be a good person and just treat it correctly and don't resent it?
People get pregnant all the time
and don't want kids. They have them and take care of them.
Yeah, but see, kids are different from animals, though.
The free choice of deciding, I want a boy dog versus a girl dog, we don't get that free choice when we have children.
Exactly. Dang,
that's true. I hate to say I understand where Ebony's coming from.
Listen, I get it that temperament may be different with boy and girl dogs, but it's not a guaranteed thing.
It's not.
Like, it's just not.
It doesn't mean,
I don't know. Listen, I can't believe Ebony did this. Wow.
She's a dog owner, you know?
I didn't see this going this way.
She went acapella. Wow.
I get it.
Wow.
Bye, Ebony.
I get it. It's okay.
Bye, Ebony.
We're on a break. Goodbye, Ebony. We're broken up for a week. I'm not
get
talking
off
to her.
Our line.
We're not friends for a week now.
Oh, all right.
Wow. I can't believe. Dude, what?
Not the jerk.
Come on.
Return the dog.
You know what? All you people that came back to work and school today, go home. This is not working. What happened?
Hold on.
We come back one day and we're already bad people again? What is happening?
Maybe that's what it is. It's the fact that we ain't settled back into the regular routine yet, so our thoughts are all erratic. Maybe, just maybe, we check back in on this one and say, did y'all return the dog? If you did for sure, then maybe y'all need to be back on the show.
Kay in Milwaukee texted and said, jerk, people like this don't deserve animals. Love them unconditionally or not at all. Aww. Mm.
You were set on what you wanted, though. You went in with intention. I understand. You had an idea. You had an idea, bruh. It's free choice. And we're people. And at the end of the day, they are still animals. They don't become family until they're in our family. You want the redheaded stepchild? You want that child that you didn't want in your household? No. And when it's a dog, when you take it away out of the child's sense, bro, I agree. Not the jerk, bro. Return the dog.
I didn't see it going that way. All right, well, on a more positive note, let everybody fight about this on Facebook later, okay?